لا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان العين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله، لا سيما بقية الله، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم عاد الله من يوم هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تطيعوا الذين كفروا يردوكم على أعقابكم فتنقلبوا خاسرين. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. We are continuing the commentary for Surah Ali Imran, and we recited verse 149. O you have faith, if you obey those who disbelieve, they will turn you back to your ancestors. So you will turn back losers. These verses are regarding the war of Uhud, when Muslims got a serious loss and 70 of Muslims were got martyred. So there was some weakness in the Muslim community, and they were losing hope, and they were asking a lot of questions to themselves. And that time what happened, that non-believers started doing psychological propaganda against Muslims, and they started talking about that how they are going to be defeated and how they are going to lose. And they had a lot of fears because of this weakness in their mind. They were trying, Allah warned them about it. And Allah says that, oh, you believe, ya hilazina amnu in tutiyu alladhina kafru yaradukum ala aqabikum fatanqalibu khasirin. Oh, you have faith, if you obey those who disbelieve, they will turn you back to your ancestor. Ala aqabikum means on your heels. You will turn back to your hills, you shall become again apostate, and then you will be losers. Then Allah says, فَلِلَّهُ مُولَاكُمْ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ النَّاصِرِينَ. Allah says, nay, Allah is your guardian and He is the best of the helpers. See, we have to have this faith about that Allah is our guardian and He is the best of the helpers. Shaitan, in our life, Shaitan comes and Shaitan says, I am your helper, and try to get satanic trick and I'll help you. This is not the right way. Balillahu molakum, wa huwa khairun nasirin, is in our life too. He is telling, Allah is telling those Muslims, and He is telling us today, Balillahu molakum, wa huwa khairun nasirin. We have seen in today's world, the Muslim who have really faith in Allah, Allah has been their help in our lifetime. How Allah has been helping throughout, we can see in today's world how the Muslim who are strong Muslim, how Allah is helping them. If He can help them, He will help us too, wherever we are. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Sanulqi fi qulubi alladhina kafaru ru'ba bima ashruku billahi ma lam yunazzal bihi sultana wa ma'wahum an-nar wa bi'sal mathwa adh-dhalimin. We shall cast terror into the hearts of those who disbelieve, for that they have associated Allah, for which He has sent down no authority, and their abode is the fire, and how bad is the abode of the unjust. Allah is talking about the terror Allah has put in their hearts, in unbelievers' heart, is because they associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah has not sent any authority, because they are mushrik, their partners. So Allah has put terror in their heart because Allah is the helper of Who Khairun Nasirin. He is the helper of Prophet and believers. The Prophet said, I am the only Prophet who was sent with the terror because of Allah's help. Because Allah says, Sanulqi fi qulubi alladhina kafaru ru'ba. Because Allah is putting that terror, because Allah is helping. Who Khairun Nasirin. He is the best helper. That's how he is helping. There are a lot of narrations that one who fears Allah, Allah makes him fear the whole world. And one who doesn't fear Allah, He is afraid of everything. This is Allah's punishment. وَمَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارُ وَبِئْسَ الْمَثْوَى الظَّالِمِينَ And their abode is the fire, and how bad is the abode of the unjust. See, that's what we have to do in our life. We have seen the group of Muslims who follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has put their terror in the whole world's heart. We see today. We see it. هُوَ خَيْرُ النَّاسِرِينَ We can see today. وَلِلَّهُ مَوْلَاكُمْ We see it today. And how Allah put terror and how Allah has been their help. Now the next verse, verse 52, is about Allah describing the battle of Uhud in detail. And we read inshallah slowly. Because we know the story of Uhud. Let me give the background first that in the battle of Uhud, initially Muslims were winning the battle. And as soon as they started winning and they started getting war booties, the one who were protecting the mountain passage from the Prophet said that don't leave the mountain passage unless till either we get retreated to the Medina or we go to Mecca. Do not move from your position. So they got divided. They became two groups. One wanted to stay and one were greedy of the worldly goods. So there was a fight going on. So most of them left except 12 people. 12 were stayed and they got slaughtered. They got martyred. But rest went. And because of that, what happened? That initially they were winning the battle and that victory becomes the loss. Because what happened that Khalid bin Walid attacked from the backside, he slaughtered those 12 who were guarding the mountains passage, and they started killing Muslims from the backside. And that was the turning point of the battlefield. So initially they were winning the battle and they were hoping that because Allah had promised them that if you follow my commands, I'll give you victory. But that promise turned into loss because they disobeyed Prophet's command. Now the verse starts slowly, inshallah, we'll read slowly. وَلَقَدْ صَدَقُمُ اللَّهُ وَعَدَهُ إِذْ تَحُسُّونَهُمْ بِإِذْنِي حَتَّى إِذَا فَشِلْتُمْ وَتَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ وَعَصَيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَرَاكُمْ مَا تُحِبُّونَ مِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِدُ الدُّنْيَا وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِدُ الْآخِرَةَ ثُمَّ صَرَفَكُمْ عَنْهُمْ لِيَبْتُلِيكُمْ وَلَقَدْ عَفَا عَنْكُمْ وَاللَّهُ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ This is the verse. Inshallah, we'll read slowly. And indeed Allah fulfilled His promise to you when with His leave you slew them until you became weak-hearted. Allah said, I promise you. And you slew them. Because that was Allah's promise. Until when you became weak-hearted and disputed about the matter. The matter was to guard the mountain passage. And you became weak-hearted because you liked the war booty. And you disputed about the matter, what Prophet said. And you disobeyed. Started disobeying Prophet. After that, he showed you what you loved. Before that, he showed you what you loved. The victory. But that's what happened. So then what happened? Allah says, some of you desire the world and some of you desire the hereafter. That was the difference. One group was desiring the world and one was desiring hereafter. Then he turned you away from them. Summa sarfakum anhum liyabtalikum. So he might try you. So that he turned you back. So you left the battlefield and you started running away. So that Allah can test you. So he might try you. And he is certainly forgiving you. And Allah is gracious to the believers. So that's what happened, that when non-believers attack from the backside. Narration says that there are only two people left with Prophet. One was Imam Ali. And some narration said there are 13 people. But there is always controversy who were those 13 people. But there was always surety that Imam Ali was with Prophet. And rest left him. Summa sarfakum anhum. They left Prophet. Allah turned them away because of their weak heart. Liyabtalikum. So that he can test you. Allah tests when there is a dispute. Allah really tests believers with a dispute and hardship. We read the tamhiz. We talked about tamhiz last time. To purify, right? To purify with the hardship. Allah tested the real heart of the believers. Because there was two groups. One was who was a pious one. And one were the greedy who loved the life. Minkum man yurid dunya, wa minkum man yurid akhira. So there were yurid dunya, yurid al akhira. There was a difference. Allah said, But Allah is so gracious, and He has certainly forgiven you. وَلَّقَدْ عَفَىٰ أَنْكُمْ وَاللَّهُ زُوْفْ فَضْلٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah is gracious to the believers. See, Allah, they were disobeying Prophet, they were running away from the battlefield. It was one of the biggest sin. Somebody could do it, right? Prophet is calling, Allah is calling, running away from the battlefield. It's hellfire, right? There are verses about it. But Allah still forgave them. زُوْفْ فَضْلٍ. And the word Allah says, زُوْفْ فَضْلٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah was so gracious. Allah is gracious to the believers. زُوْفْ فَضْلٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Although they were so much against Allah's command at that time. It's Allah's grace. استسعيدون ولا تلون على أحد ورسول يدوكم في أخراكم فأصابكم غم بغم لكي لا تحزنوا على ما فاتكم ولا ما أصابكم والله خبير بما تعملون. When you were climbing and paid no heed to anyone, were running away, climbing, paying no heed to anyone, while the messenger was calling you from your rear. Why he became the rear? Because you went leaving him alone. So he inflicted with you with grief on grief, that you might not be sorry for what you escaped, you neither for what befell you. And Allah is well aware of what you do. Subhanallah. Is tus'iduna wala taluna ala ahadin. Then you were running away without turning back towards anybody, and Prophet was calling from the rear. So Allah gave grief on the grief. So there were two grief involved. First grief was what? Which Quran explains is sorry what escaped you. They are feeling sorry about what escaped them. What escaped them? The victory. Victory was going away. And what befell on them? 70 martyrs. They are feeling sorry about these two things. That victory is gone and so many got martyred. They were sorry about it. But Allah says, no. Ghammin bi ghammin. Grief on grief. This was a small grief, which Allah described. But what is the bigger grief? Ghammin bi ghammin. This grief was small, that they lost, escaped the victory, and 70 martyrs were there. It was a small grief. But bigger grief Allah gave as a grace. What was that grief? The grief and remorse of leaving Prophet alone and running away from the battle field. They realized. And their grief subsided their small grief, that they lost the victory and so many got martyrs. So Allah's grace on them. Allahu khabirun bima ta'amalun. Allah says, now Allah talks about two groups coming in this situation. There are two groups here. One group was who ran away. Prophet was surrounded with the wolf, and Imam Ali was protecting him, and slowly then Prophet called them, slowly they started coming one after another. And one group was very ashamed of their deeds, and they were very sorry about it, and they were very shameful, and this was the first group. Allah talks about them. And there was another group who kept still questioning Prophet. So there are two groups involved, which the next verse 154 will explain it. ثُمَّ أَنْزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ غَمٍّ أَمَتًا نُعَاسَيْ يَخْشَى طَائِفَةً مِنْكُمْ وَطَائِفَةٌ قَدْ أَهَمَّتْ أَنْفُسُهُمْ يَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ غَيْرِ الْحَقِّ ظَنَّ الْجَاهِلِينَ يَقُولُونَ هَلْ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَمْرِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ قُلْ إِنَّ الْأَمْرَ كُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ يُخْفُونَ فِي أَنْفُسِهِمْ مَا لَا يُبْدُونَ لَكَ يَقُولُونَ لَوْ كَانَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٌ مَا قُتِلْنَا هَاهُنَا قُلْ لَا كُنْتُمْ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ لَبَرَدَ الَّذِينَ كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَتْلُ إِلَى مَغَاجِعِهِمْ وَلِيَبْتِ اللَّهُ مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ وَلِيُمْحِيسُ مَا فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. It's a long verse, and inshallah read slowly. Then after their grief, he sent down security upon you. Slumber coming upon a group of you. We stop here. Now, we talked about there were two groups. One was who was remorseful, Now this part is being described about the night after Uhud, when they went to Medina. There was a rumor that Kuffar Quraysh are going to attack them again. So the one group who was remorseful, and there was another group who was not remorseful. The first group was remorseful. Allah is doing favor to them by saying that then after grief, He sent down security upon them. They were at peace in their heart. They were so peaceful that a sleep came over upon a group of two them. They slept. Allah put them to sleep. But there was another group. While another group have cared only for their own self. They're selfish people. Thinking about Allah unjustly. The thoughts of ignorance. They were thinking unjust thoughts of ignorance. What were they doing? They say, is there anything for us in the authority? Is there anything for us for authority? They thought that there is some authority in their hand. This group was a worldly group. As long as victory is with them, they thought that the banner of Islam is going to be victorious no matter what. The victory will be always with them. So, they were short-sighted and they thought that and they started thinking about Allah unjustly, the thoughts of ignorance. What is the thought of ignorance? Unjust thoughts. They thought that there is thing in their hand and Prophet's hand. Everything is not up to Allah. Just like I'm reading Mizan now. Mizan says that at the time of ignorance, they used to have a great God who was a creator. Then they have small lords who will be lord of different departments. And they will have their own duties. They thought these folks, the Prophet is with us, and he has a lot of authority and he can give us victory. Because last time in Badr, angels came, this time angels will come too. So they were very upset that they got lost and so many got martyrs, and they were very upset about it. And they were blaming even Prophet about it. Although they were the one who disobeyed Prophet and lost the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, this universe goes with the cause and effect phenomena. If you see from Prophet Adam till now, the cause and effect works most of the time. That if somebody is powerful, he will win against weak, even the powerful one is a non-believer. And believer will lose. That's why we see hundreds of prophets got martyred. Because they are weak. That's the rule. That's the cause and effect. And Allah, that's how try and test believers and prophets. Got martyred. Only few times Allah shows miracle just to protect the truth when truth is going to go away completely. Like at the time of Pharaoh, that Allah parted the sea, because otherwise the whole thing could have been destroyed. Or in the battle of the Badr, Allah protected them. If they were gone, then there won't be no religion left. Or we see in our 12th Imam that Allah put him in occultation so that he couldn't be protected as a miracle. This is an example. But most of the time it doesn't happen this way, because Allah put through test and trial to purify our heart and to see which one of us is a better patience. We read before, وَإِن تَتَّقُوا تَصْبِرُوا. We read last time in Tafsir that if you keep patience and have taqwa, then Allah helps you. This group has no patience and no taqwa. That's how they were, and they started having thoughts of ignorance. They did not think that every affair belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They start saying that it could be part of us. And now we read it again, inshallah. Please recite in salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Thinking about Allah unjustly, the thought of ignorance. Now what they are saying? They say, is there anything for us in authority? Say, verily the authority belongs to Allah entirely. Allah says. Allah is teaching them tawheed. Every authority belongs to me. They hide within themselves what they show not to you. They were, what they said to Prophet, verily, what they said to Prophet, is there anything for us in authority? They said to Prophet. But Allah said they hide more than what they show it to you. And Allah said what they were hiding. Saying, had we had a part in authority, we would not have been slain here. See how defiant their thinking was going. That if we had authority, we would not even be killed here. See how they thought that maybe they are more powerful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or maybe Prophet. See how ignorant they are thinking like ignorant. They were thinking like the period of ignorance. Jahiliya. Zamane Jahiliya. That's what they are thinking. Now Allah replied, say, even if you were in your own homes, those for whom slaughter was ordained would certainly have gone forth to their deathbeds. Allah is teaching them. And Allah might try what is in your breast, and that He might purge what was in your hearts. And Allah is aware of what is in your breast. Allah says, if you think that, if it was in your authority, you would not have died. Allah says, say to them that if somebody was destined to be murdered, they would have left their home and have gone to the deathbeds there. Because everything is in Allah's heart. Allah says, it was because Allah wanted to try you, what is in your breast. And He wanted to purify what is in your heart. And Allah is aware of what is in the breast. See, all this testing and trial was for the sake of seeing who is the best one in the deeds. So this was the second group who were still questioning. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا مِنْكُمْ يَوْمَ الْتَقَى الْجَمْعَانِ فَإِنَّمَا اسْتَزَحَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ بِبَعْضِ مَا كَسَبُوا وَلَقَدْ عَفَا اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. Allah says further down. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا مِنْكُمْ يَوْمَ الْتَقَى الْجَمْعَانِ إِنَّمَا اسْتَزَحَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ بِبَعْضِ مَا كَسَبُوا وَلَقَدْ عَفَا اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. Now Allah saying, what happened? Why this happened? Now we should think about it. Verily those of you who turned back on the day when both troops met, only Satan made them slip because of something they earned. And certainly Allah has pardoned them. Surely Allah is forgiving, forbearing. This is such a serious verse. Allah says the one who ran away from the battlefield because Satan slipped them. Why Satan slipped them? Why not those around whom the Prophet didn't leave? Because what they earned. Bibadi ma kasabu. After what they earned. What they earned? The sense. They had desire. When they came to the battlefield, because they saw a lot of martyrdoms in Badr, and they were hoping for martyrdom. That they will be martyrs. But when they went, they ran away. Why they ran away? Because they had sinned their soul so much. Because of sinning, the soul was so weak that as soon as they saw, they were tested, they disputed and left. Ya Allah. Now what about us? That how much our soul has sinned so much that our soul, because of sinning, becomes so weak that whenever shaitani whispers come, we just deviate. And now we wonder why Imam is not coming. Because we are not there yet. To be strong enough, we sin so much that we are so weak that with satanic small whispers we respond to it. Now, Allah is saying again that certainly Allah has pardoned them, surely Allah is forgiving and forbearing. Now, there are two pardons. We read the first pardon in verse 152. And He has certainly forgiven you, and Allah is gracious to the believers. That was verse 152. Now this 155, again there is a pardon. And certainly Allah has pardoned them. Surely Allah is forgiving, forbearing. So there are two pardons. The first pardon came for the first group who came and repented in front of Prophet. So the way of Allah talking was different. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. At the time Allah said, Allah is gracious to the believers when He pardoned them. But when the second group came who were questioning, the tone of Quran is different, where Allah says, certainly Allah has pardoned them, surely Allah is forgiving, forbearing. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. Allah's tone is different. He pardoned the second group also by this pardon. But how? By saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. Allah is not very happy. He said, He didn't say this time, وَاللَّهُ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. He didn't say that. He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ Ghafurun Haleem. To this second group, Allah says that I am forgiving but forbearing. He is forbearing, he is keeping patience with their behavior. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu la takunu kal ladina kafaru wa qalu li ikhwanihim idha darabu fil ardi aw kanu wuzzal aw kanu. Please recite salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Now next verse goes, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu la takunu kal ladina kafaru wa qalu li ikhwanihim idha darabu fil ardi أو كانوا غزل لو كانوا عندنا ما ماتوا وما قتلوا ليجعل الله ذلك حسرة في قلوبهم والله يحيي ويميت والله بما تعملون بصير. This is the group of non-believers now. Let me read the translation first. Oh, you have faith, be not be like those who disbelieved and said of their brother, then when they travel in the earth or engage in fighting, had they been with us, they would not have been died and they would not have been killed. So that Allah may make this a regret in their hearts. And Allah gives life and causes to die. And Allah sees what you do. So this statement was the statement of unbelief. See, we saw the two groups before. One group was who regretted. They were believers. The second group who was questioning Lord. Like, is there any authority with us, or if we had authority, we would not have been killed. That was also weak believers, but they are believers. But this statement is a very strong statement. What they are saying? Now these, they are saying that if you would not have traveled or have not fought, if you would have stayed with us, you would not have died or killed. It's a very strong statement. Allah says they are non-believers. Who is making that? To the believer, they are non-believers. Who is saying their statement? They are non-believers who are talking to believers. Allah says, that's how Allah put regret in their heart. Allah punished them with having a grief in their heart when they have this kind of thinking. Then Allah teaches, Wallahu yuhyee wa yumeet. What are you talking about? That if they would have stayed with you, they would have been said. Allah says, Wallahu yuhyee wa yumeet. Wallahu bima ta'amaluna basir. Allah says, Allah gives and causes to die. And Allah sees what you do. What you're talking about? That you could have saved them? But Allah says in the first verse that if it was destined you to die, you would have left your home and would have gone to the deathbeds. And you are saying that if they would have stayed with you, they would not have been killed or die. Allah says, I just put regret in your heart. Allah gives life and death. Allah bima ta'malun basir. Allah is seeing what you are doing. Subhanallah. This is the faith we should have. That if the death is destined, we'll go to our death places. Tomorrow, if you have to go somewhere, if death is destined, we'll go there. The risk and the death takes us where we go, right? Allah takes us to the death. We think we go to death, Allah takes us to death. Nothing is in our hand. Qul innal amra kulluhu lillah. Say that all amr belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should be in our life. Say that all amr belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no authority for us. Everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were blaming Prophet. There was nothing that Prophet had any authority in this matter but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah helped them as long as they are obeying. Allah had promised to give them victory as long as they obey Prophet. As soon as they left Prophet, Allah says, I leave it to yourself. And don't blame me and don't blame Prophet. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Now they were talking about like this. Allah says further, وَلَئِنْ قُتِلْتُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَوْ مُتْتُمْ لَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Allah says, if you be killed in the way of Allah or you die, surely forgiveness and mercy from Allah are far better than all that they amass. Allah says that if you're so afraid of death and dying, are you so worried and hiding? Allah says that, and if you get killed, Allah says for martyrdom, that if you get killed in the way of Allah, وَلَئِنْ قُتِلْتُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَوْ مُتْتُمْ, or if you die, surely Allah's forgiveness and mercy from Allah is far better than what you all gather together, what you hold in your houses, what you amass. if you love this thing, and that's nothing. Then Allah says further, "Wala in muttum aw qutiltum la ilallahi tusharun." And if you die or be killed, certainly to Allah shall you be gathered together. Where are you running away? You are going to be gathered for me. What are you talking about? Saving from death? What are you holding is better than Allah's forgiveness and mercy? Is much better. And if you die or you get killed, la ilallahi tusharun, for sure you'll be gathered in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Imam Hussain alayhi salam says, please sir and salwat. If bodies are prepared for death, then the death of a man in the way of Allah with sword is best death. It's the best death. This is the quotation of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. As the true Muslim, our body should be prepared for the martyrdom. And martyrdom with the sword. This is the purification of the soul. Now we read all these verses about the battlefield of Uhud. And all Muslims, till now, we all respect the Uhud martyrs and warriors of Uhud. But we have seen so much about their weak points, that how they lost the courage and how they got divided. And how Satan made them slip because of their sins. We saw all that. And after seeing all that, and when we go to Medina, we always go to the martyrs of Uhud. We always give respect to them. We even give respect to the many of them who left Prophet and came back, because Allah forgave them. But that was the one station of the believers. But the station of the believers, the highest, we see in Karbala. In Karbala, we see the highest station, that on the day of Ashura, when we see on the day of Ashura, that after being tested and tried, being thirsty and hungry for 3 days, the Hamis, the purification, Allah did the purification, that they were so purified that on the morning of Ashura, whosoever was there did not went back. You don't see that satanic whispers deviated them from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We appreciate from the Quranic verses how steadfast they were. They were just with Imam Hussain. Imam Hussain said that the kind of companion I got, neither Prophet got it, not my father got it, not my brother got it. The companions I got, they were the unique ones, that they did not get deviated. None of them left. They said, "Oh Mola, if we get killed 70 times, we'll be with you." This is the faith, and this is the fear of, they had the fear of Allah so much that those who were the enemy of Imam Hussain, they were afraid of them. Especially Abul Fazil Abbas, he had so much fear on his face, his hebat, his robe, he was so much that just because his presence, they were stopped.